the Afghanistan link-ups on Garrison FM with Poppy Scotland.
I'm Mark McKenzie. We're linking up now with three Scots in Afghanistan. We can go to Camp Bastion and speak to Corporal Derek Wallace, known to his friends as Turtle, but we're best probably not to go into that at the moment, Derek.
I think that's not for your time.
So what's your role then with three Scots?
At the present moment, I'm employed with CFNDA, Combined Forces Nadi Ali, Rear Jock. I work with the expense consumable area, medical, and clothing.
Have you been in Camp Bastion throughout the deployment?
Yes, I have actually. This is where I'm permanently based. Crossmark, I'm near the end of my service, my 22 years.
Okay, and how have you found that then?
It's okay. It's very comfortable. Very, very comfortable. No dramas whatsoever at this end.
I mean, it's very much as permanent as something can be of its nature, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. It's we make the best of what we've got, and every day it's improving.
A lot of our listeners won't have been to Camp Bastion. Just to describe the typical facilities that you've got there.
Well, our accommodation is tents, 12 by 12s, 18 by 24s. We've got the portable loos, hot running water, a defact, a kitchen area. We've got a FA shop. We've got Wi-Fi, we've got internet suites, and we've got telephones. What else do we need?
I was going to say, as far as the deployment's concerned, that's all mod cons, isn't it?
It's basically all mod cons.
So what does your role specifically involve then?
I work as a function of the Quartermaster's Department. As weekly, we supply the troops forward of consumable items, which include batteries, anything that the troops need forward. It comes in a form, a demand wish list, whatever you want to call it, and it gets authorised, and then I go and collect the stuff. Basically, I'm a supplier.
And what about back home, Derek? Who would you like to say hello to?
Mark, I would like to say hello to all the family, including my wife, Stephanie, my sons, Connor and Finlay, and everybody else that knows me, Mark.
Excellent. Derek, good to speak to you. Thanks very much for your time today.
Thanks a lot, mate.
And we can speak to Corporal Colin Baxter. Colin, good to speak to you. What's your role then with Three Scots?
I'm part of a company at RIA, and basically CQ2, CQMS RIA, and I supply anything they require forward, from food to fuel to tentage, clothing, all that good stuff that they want.
So a bit like Derek, we were just speaking to there, Corporal Wallace.
Yeah.
You're working with the QM. And how are you finding the deployment so far?
It's hard work, but we manage each day as it comes. We're close to the end of the tour, so it's time to get to the head of things and get quiet down.
And have you deployed before?
Yeah, I was in Herrick 12.
Okay, and how's this comparing for you?
Total different role that we've done last time. Last time it was ops from the camp, and this time we've got PBs and mobs and that to look after.
Do you get the feel that there has been a lot of progress made since that last deployment for you?
Yeah, there's a lot of civilians that have warmed up to us compared to last time when they went to know us.
Now, I believe back home you've got a new addition. Tell me more.
Yeah, I went on our NAR. Hopefully she was going to have a burn, but she was a week late, so I had to be on the phone at the other end when she was having the child. 9.8-pound baby girl in Cassie.
So, baby girl born, you were hoping that you were going to be back in Inverkeithing for the birth, yeah? Unfortunately, it just didn't happen, as often happens with those children who just don't come along when they're meant to. She held on till you were back in Camp Bastion.
I was on Camp Bastion, yeah, when I got the news. And I just had to be on the phone at the other end to try and reassure her, but males are not good at that. So
your partner's in labour. She's on the phone to you. how are you feeling at that point?
Anxious.
I'll bet.
Wishing I was there and getting punched by her.
I'm sure. Have your ears just about recovered though?
Oh no, I've lost half my hearing anyway, so it didn't really matter. I didn't want to listen to it. I just put it to my left ear.
Tell me about the new addition. What's her name?
It's Cassie. Blonde hair, blue eyes, like a father.
Mm-hmm.
Chubby wee hang.
Like a father?
I've only seen it. Just like a father. I've not seen I've only seen pictures as such, and I'll see as soon as I get home.
I bet you can't wait. I'm sure you're getting lots of photos as well. And what about your other half? You better give her a wee mention, because she did quite a bit of work while speaking to you on the phone.
Yeah, and a lot of crossing and swearing as well. But
what's her name?
It's Victoria.
Victoria. Anyone else you want to say hello to, Colin?
Just my family and friends, anybody that's listening. Wish them all the best. Hope to see them soon.
Excellent. Corporal Colin Baxter, thank you very much for your time today.
Okay.
I'm Mark McKenzie. We're linking up once again with Three Scots in Afghanistan. We're joined now by Colour Sergeant Stan McCulloch, who's in Camp Bastion from Glasgow originally. Stan, that right?
That's right. Aye, Mark.
Okay. How's the deployment for you so far?
It's going steady enough. It's kind of dragging in now, to be perfectly fair. But we're kept busy, so the guys have not got any time to be idle. It's ticking over, probably faster for some people and slow for the others, you know.
Because that downtime that you get is really where it does start to drag, isn't it? I mean, when you're busy and you're working away in the QM's department or whatever, you're kept busy. So how do you fill that gap?
Well, the facilities that we've got now in Camp Bastion, we're quite privileged. A lot of the guys forward haven't got that, but we've got like internet, albeit a slow connection. We've got regular access to welfare facilities. There's plenty of TVs, DVDs, etc. So the guys, I mean, we work pretty long hours, to be perfectly fair, Mark. So the small bit of downtime you get, we can pretty much use it. Most of the guys will go to sleep right enough rather than sit all night on a computer.
I was going to say, you never mentioned the gym at all.
that's because I'm in the QMs.
Well, as far as the food is concerned there as well, Camp Bastion's kind of a step up from anything else that you're going to get in Afghanistan, isn't it?
Absolutely. You'll not eat anywhere better. Even back in UK for all the military bases that we've got, the food and the dining facilities here is fantastic. And there's a wide range. I have got no complaints there, and neither is any of the people. People will complain, you know. People complain about everything, but the dining facilities are fantastic.
You sound like a man that's deployed before and are fully aware of the creature comforts that you have this time round.
Yeah, the last time I was in Afghanistan was Harry Kate. It was totally different. This is the first time I've been involved in G4 role. So it's a bit of an eye-opener, and it brings its own challenges. But the last time I deployed, I mean, in Harry Kate we had very little. We were in compounds. We never had the luxuries that the guys have got now. So I'm well aware of how difficult it is, and hopefully we can get some of the stuff out here, the very good welfare package, and then get it deployed to the guys in the ground who, let's face it, need it more than the people in Bastion.
And what about back home for you, Stan? You got family back in the patch in Inverness. Who would you like to say hello to?
I would love to say hello to my long-suffering wife, Amanda, my daughters, Darcy and Morgan, and my son, Blair, who's nearly three. So I miss them all, and I'll see them soon.
Is that the toughest part about the deployment? You better say yes, because they'll be listening to this, being away from them.
Well, that's the party line. The first 3 months are great because you get a break, but now it's starting to drag in, and I can't wait to get back and spending some time with them, because it is difficult on the families. A lot of people don't understand, or they don't really give them a second thought, but it's a 6 month tour for them as well, you know, and they miss out on dad and their husband being there. But you know, as much as I'm looking forward to going back, in a way I'm kind of dreading it, because I'll be left with all the admin that's left behind for me, you know.
Corps Sergeant Stan McCulloch, thank you very much for your time today.
Cheers, mate.
And we wrap up this week's link up with Three Scots in Afghanistan by speaking to Corporal Richie Cato. Richie, good to speak to you. You're in Camp Bastion as well, is that right?
Yes, I am, Mark. Yeah, I'm out here CF Nadial, working with the QM's department.
And we've not spoken to any of the other guys about how the temperatures have changed during the time in the deployment. How is it now?
Temperatures now, Mark, to be honest, are very similar to the UK. During the day, temperature normally round about 7 degrees during the day, up to about 10. So it's quite good for the working environment. During the night, it's cold. Sometimes it can drop to maybe -1, -2. So as I say, it is similar to back in the UK, but obviously the hot weather should probably start next month.
Is there anything at all surprised you about this deployment, Richie, or was it pretty much what you were expecting?
Well, for me, Mark, the job I'm doing out here, working the QMs, I've never been QMs before, so I've obviously came out here with Three Scots and just not realised how obviously demanding, difficult working in the QMs department is. A lot of people think, yeah, being the QMs, they just do basically the stores, but the tempo of the stores and obviously the G4 side of it, obviously the kit can into the theatre, and obviously getting the kit back out to the forward troops. The tempo is quite fast. There's not much slack time, if you know what I mean. So for someone like myself who's never been QMs, it is really quite a demanding job at a fast pace.
What about back home, Richie? First of all, where is home for you?
Inverness, Mark, yeah.
Okay, so family on the patch, would you like to give them a quick mention?
Yeah, I'd just like to say hello to Anja and all the kids, and I'd also like to say well done and a big congratulations to my wife, Anja, who had on the birth of my baby daughter, Linnea, who was born 3 weeks ago.
Oh, fantastic. So we spoke to Corporal Colin Baxter earlier on, who had a 2-week-old daughter, and you've got a 3-week-old.
Yeah, that's...
Were you able to get back for the birth?
Yeah, I got back for the birth, which was good. I was obviously there, helped the wife, and obviously take a wee bit of strain off the wife, obviously my other kids in the house.
Sure. Was that planned R&R then?
Well, what it was, Mark, I came out originally during the summer months doing the RSY RIP. I was part of the RSY team then. I then went back to Fort George. I then redeployed, and obviously with the help of the Black Watch and certain individuals, they got me back in time for the birth, which was really good.
Really good to speak to you. Congratulations once again, Richie, and thanks very much for your time today.
Okay, Mark. Thank you very much, man.
The Afghanistan Link Ups on Garrison FM.
With Poppy Scotland supporting our heroes, visit poppyscotland.org.uk.